My name is Sarah Holcomb, and I'm a ranger for the U.S. Park Service, a post I've held for better than 20 years. There are those who say I should have transitioned to a desk job long ago, but somehow I don't think I'd like that nearly as much. See, I've loved the backcountry ever since I was a little girl, probably because my daddy was a park ranger too. He used to tell me stories about the forest creatures from the saddle we shared while he patrolled Yosemite Valley. I'm sure you couldn't get away with dragging your daughter along on horse patrol now, but things were different back then. Another thing is, I don't really like people all that much, so wandering the trails in the national parks is about as perfect a job as I'm likely to get. Her forehead furrowed in thought, Sarah read over what she'd written as she absent-mindedly swept a strand of greasy hair out of her eyes with grime-crusted fingers. It didn't stay put, though, and she found herself looking through the lank black strands again almost immediately. "Well," she muttered, "this doesn't have to be a literary masterpiece. I'm just writing it so people will know what happened to me if they find my body." She cleared her throat to flush the thought of her possible death out of her mind and picked up her pen again. That was one of the good things about the Muir Hut. There were lots of pens and paper as well. Too bad some desperate traveler had chopped up the only table and burned it for firewood years before. The Park Service debated replacing it, but in the end, they decided not to. If one table could burn, a replacement might meet the same fate. Besides, it wasn't easy to get supplies to the beehive-shaped stone hut sitting atop 12,000-foot Muir Pass. Blowing air out through her pursed lips, Sarah frowned as she considered what to write next. She'd planned to dive right into the meat of things, but whoever read her journal really needed to know how she'd ended up trapped in the Muir Hut so they could understand all the rest. "I'm getting ahead of myself here. I've been stationed at the McClure Meadows Ranger Station for the past few summers. Sometimes there's another ranger with me, but usually there's not. The Park Service has had some cutbacks in recent years. McClure Meadows is in Evolution Valley, and it's my favorite of all the backcountry stations. It even has a geothermal spring so I don't have to heat water for baths. At 9,600 feet, it's below timberline, so there are lots of trees around it. Not just granite and shale. Incredible wildflowers dot the meadows all summer. About 6 days ago, I got a radio call for help late in the day. A climber was stranded on Mount Darwin, and things weren't looking good. I put in a call for the rescue chopper, packed up what Jake and I would need, and started on the 5-mile trek to Evolution Lake. Jake is my coal-black search-and-rescue German Shepherd the Park Service finally agreed to let me keep in the backcountry. It was pretty much a mess when we got there. Susie, the missing climber's wife or girlfriend, was hysterical, and it took me over an hour to get anything useful out of her, like which route her significant other had taken. By then, the chopper was circling to land. There are some flat areas at the south end of the lake that are perfect for that. A chill seeped into Sarah from the cold stone floor, so she changed positions. As she rubbed feeling back into her butt cheeks, she wished again for the missing table. She could have sat on it. A stone bench leaned against the wall of the hut outside in bright sunshine, but it was safer if she didn't go out there. Benches lined the hut's walls inside, too, but they probably wouldn't be much warmer than the floor. Stone was a real heat sink unless it had a chance for the sun to warm it. She gazed back over what she'd written and shrugged. Pushing to her feet, she stretched, rotating her torso first in one direction, then in the other. Fingers pressed against the ceiling, she blessed her height and her strength, shaped by years of grueling manual labor. She could do anything a man could, and she was proud of that. Though frequently the object of admiring glances, she'd been very selective in that regard. The occasional coworker had possibilities, but while the Park Service said relationships are fine so long as you're not in a direct line of command on paper, Sarah didn't think they were especially open-minded in that regard, so she kept her dalliances brief and private. Sometimes it was a lonely life, but it was the one she'd chosen. Her hours and time away from home wouldn't have played well with most men anyway. Children were out of the question. Not if they ever wanted to see their mother. "Crap, my thoughts are really wandering," she said wryly, as she reached over to stroke Jake's soft head. When she'd come to her feet, the shepherd did as well. "Not much point in telling whoever might read this about the rescue.